Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring its importance, latest trends, and how to protect ourselves in the digital age. In the latest update from Apple, the company has received an official response from the Chinese government denying the recent rumors about banning iPhones for work-related purposes. Beijing has clarified that there are no specific security concerns motivating such a ban, contradicting speculative reports that have circulated recently. In the meantime, Apple is alerting journalists in Russia about potential state-sponsored cyberattacks. This measure, prompted by previous incidents where Russian reporters were targeted, serves as a caution for any suspicious activity they might encounter. Through this proactive step, Apple affirms its commitment to user security, striving to arm individuals against potential threats. In addition, Apple stresses the importance of abstaining from cloud data storage to enhance security. By advocating for local, rather than cloud storage, the company reduces the risk of unauthorized access to data, thereby reinforcing user privacy and protection. Stay tuned for more updates and developments from Apple in the broader tech sphere. In the latest news from Microsoft, there have been significant developments in cybersecurity. The newly released Windows 11 update features improved security measures designed to counteract password theft attacks. This advancement is particularly important as password theft remains a significant threat in the digital world. In an unsettling turn of events, Iranian hackers have compromised defense organizations globally through password spray attacks. These breaches occur when unauthorized access to systems is attempted by systematically trying widely used username and password combinations. This serves as a stark reminder of the persistent and progressively evolving digital threats that organizations face. Microsoft has been quick to react to these vulnerabilities by releasing security updates for September 2023. These updates address two immediate threats as well as an additional 59 vulnerabilities. Such efforts underline the importance of frequently updating software and systems to minimize potential hazards. In response to the Iranian hacker campaign targeting defense organizations, Microsoft has rolled out fixes for 62 new common vulnerabilities and exposures, CVEs, including resolution to 5 high-risk vulnerabilities. It's crucial for all organizations, primarily those in sensitive industries, to swiftly apply these fixes to secure their systems and data against these threats. That concludes our latest update from Microsoft. We emphasize the importance of staying alert, keeping software current, and prioritizing cybersecurity always. Caesars Entertainment recently confirmed that it was the victim of a major ransomware attack, during which its loyalty program database was stolen. This incident marks the second recent cyber attack on a casino, with MGM Resorts International also falling prey to such a breach. The cyber criminals behind the attack on Caesars Entertainment used advanced social engineering techniques to bypass network security and targeted customer data. Caesars Entertainment clarified that it had to pay a considerable ransom to these hackers who threatened to disclose sensitive company data online. The company is presently addressing these cybersecurity challenges alongside MGM Resorts International, as both are grappling with the fallout from the respective cyber attacks in Las Vegas. As both a resolution and a preventative measure, Caesars Entertainment confirmed that it indeed paid the culprits to avoid an online data leak. In light of these attacks, the company is working tirelessly to fortify its data security and protect its customer base. In recent CoinEx news, a notable cybersecurity incident has been reported involving the Lazarus Group, a cybercrime organization associated with North Korea. The group is responsible for a significant theft from CoinEx, the well-known cryptocurrency exchange, having successfully pilfered approximately $55 million in varied cryptocurrencies. The hacking of CoinEx's hot wallets was central to this theft. It appears that a leak of private keys from these hot wallets made this security breach possible, ultimately facilitating the theft by the Lazarus Group. This recent incident is another example of increasingly sophisticated threats facing the cryptocurrency industry worldwide, especially from wide-scale cybercriminal organizations like the Lazarus Group. Known for numerous past high-profile cyberattacks and links to the North Korean government, the group's recent theft underscores its persistent determination and expertise in targeting digital currency exchanges. CoinEx, like other compromised cryptocurrency platforms, must now confront the difficult task of recovery from this significant financial loss and strengthen its cybersecurity to ward off future breaches. The full impact of this incident on CoinEx and its users is yet to be fully understood. But one clear result is the noticeable shaking of confidence among cryptocurrency investors, underscoring the urgent necessity for stringent cybersecurity practices within the industry. As we continue to investigate this high-value theft, it underscores the importance of remaining vigilant and prioritizing robust security measures for all entities and individuals within the cryptocurrency arena. the Greater Manchester Police Force recently suffered a significant ransomware attack impacting them and the Metropolitan Police. An ID card company working closely with both forces was hacked, leaving personal data from tens of thousands of public sector workers compromised. The breach particularly targeted the Greater Manchester Police officers, with their warrant card details and personal information stolen, putting their safety and security at risk. Authorities are currently investigating the extent of the breach and the parties responsible, with the Greater Manchester Police Force proactively addressing the issue. They are offering the necessary support to the affected individuals and enhancing their cybersecurity measures towards similar future attacks. This incident underlines the persistent cyber threats faced by law enforcement agencies and the critical importance of safeguarding sensitive data. Public trust heavily relies on the police force's vigilance in protecting personal data. With each emerging detail from this attack, the essential need for robust cybersecurity measures becomes more evident. In recent MGM news, both MGM and Caesars have been the subject of intense cyber attacks. Apparently, Caesars' preceding actions indirectly played a part in MGM's cyber breach. It's reported that Caesars paid ransom to a cybercriminal group, which, in consequence, led to MGM Las Vegas losing an estimated $52 million in revenues. The MGM attack was initiated via a 10-minute phishing scam, a phone call that enabled the hackers to infiltrate MGM systems effortlessly, causing disruptions in their casinos. Information points to this attack succeeding a failed attempt to manipulate slot machines. MGM's situation is ongoing, and recovery from this cyber assault will take time. The Black Cat ransomware gang encrypted MGM Resort's SE servers in this assault, leading to a total IT system shutdown and operational turmoil. Additionally, adding to the woes, Caesars has disclosed that they also fell prey to such a cyber attack, raising fears about the security of their customers' personal data. The ALF ransomware gang, however, has disowned responsibility for the disturbance at MGM Resorts. They assert they merely installed the ransomware and didn't take part in the attack. Interestingly, the hackers claimed they disabled MGM Resorts via a 10-minute phone call and social engineering strategies, highlighting large corporations' vulnerability to advanced cyber attacks. MGM Resorts has alerted stakeholders of a major impact from the recent cyberattack, implying that there will be substantial financial repercussions for the company. As the investigation into the cyberattack advances, both MGM Resorts and Caesars are grappling with the fallout of these bold hackers, from operational disruptions to worries about the security of customer data. Thank you for joining us on this episode, where we delved into the ever-pressing topic of cybersecurity, shedding light on the various threats, preventative measures, and the overall importance of staying digitally secure in today's interconnected world.